With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Attacks on Tesla dealerships and individual vehicles have captured the attention of House Speaker Mike Johnson. The violence erupted after Tesla chief Elon Musk teamed up with President Trump to fight government waste, fraud, and abuse.
Johnson described Musk's effort as heroic in a post on social platform X, which is also owned by the tech billionaire, and claimed that the radical left is behind the attacks against Tesla. Johnson wrote, quote, Congress will investigate the sources of these attacks and help the DOJ, or Department of Justice, and FBI ensure those responsible are prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Musk responded to Johnson's post with his own, thanking him, including American flag and saluting emojis. President Trump floated the idea of labeling violence at Tesla dealerships as domestic terrorism. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The threat of a partial government shutdown looms as Senate Democrats threaten to torpedo a Republican-sponsored bill to keep the government running through the end of September. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans don't have the votes to pass the House-approved bill in the Senate. Democrats pushing for a 30-day funding measure. Also at SRNNews.com, newly minted EPA Chief Lee Zeldin launching an historic overhaul of the massive agency, cutting red tape and going after regulations that he says stifle American energy production and the U.S. economy.
Our actions will lower the cost of living by making it more affordable to purchase a car, heat your home, and operate a business. Jobs will be created, especially in the U.S. auto industry, and our nation will become stronger for it.
At the same time, Zeldin insists the environment will be protected. Ahead of this morning's opening bell on Wall Street, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures down about 65 points. NASDAQ futures off 67. S&P futures 14 points in the red. This is SRN News. A victory for parental rights in Pennsylvania.
A three-judge panel of the Commonwealth Court has ruled that the Downingtown Area School District must allow parents full access to diversity, equity, and inclusion lesson plans being used on their children. School officials had rejected a request from one mother saying the DEI lessons were, quote, a trade secret. Conservative education activists say parents all across the nation need to find out what their children are being taught. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Japanese high court has ruled that Japan's refusal to legally recognize same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The decision by the court in central Japan marks the ninth victory out of 10 rulings since LGBT groups first started filing lawsuits back in 2019. The decision was also the fourth high court ruling in a row that found the current government policy unconstitutional in Japan. This is SRN News. Looks like a couple of astronauts stuck on the International Space Station will have to wait a bit longer before coming home.
SpaceX had been set to launch a crew to the International Space Station Wednesday evening from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, but
SpaceX, LD on countdown one. At this time, we are standing down from today to further address hydraulic release data.
The new crew needs to get to the station before Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams can head home. They've been stuck there since June after Boeing's Starliner encountered major breakdowns in transit. As for the four astronauts waiting to go,
we'll be ready with the equipment.
The next launch attempt could come as early as Thursday.
Yeah, sorry about the unfortunate result today, but we'll get you back up here in the air soon.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Trump economic policies seem to be working already. The rate of increase in inflation dropped significantly last month. It was the first such decline in about 4 months. More details at SRNNews.com.